Tune in to this week's Xamarin Show, where my good friend Alexei comes on to show us how to bind Kotlin libraries into your Xamarin Android applications. Welcome back, everyone, to the Xamarin Show. I'm your host, James Montemagno, and today, back for the 18th time, my good friend and best friend, possibly in the entire world, Alexei. How's it going, buddy?
Hi, guys. Hi, James. It is going good, this beautiful day in Redmond.
It is. It's stunning outside. You saw me in this beautiful Hawaiian shirt to match our...
Very relevant.
Yeah, it's very dark gray and rainy. So it's perfect. Well, if people don't know who you are from our mobile customer advisory team. You do all sorts of crazy stuff with customers, but also... you are always solving really complex problems, and you want to show it off on the show. So what are you going to talk about today?
So today, James, we're going to talk about native world again. Ooh. And I'm working with customers, and sometimes they come into us and saying, oh, we have this interesting library to use in our Xamarin app, but we don't know how to do that. We have this archive, which is Android archive. And we don't have tools like you drop archive and it just works out of the box. Mm. You have, you know, like you do it with libraries, you have to do some magic. And today I'm going to talk about this magic.
Gotcha. So specifically Android libraries.
We're talking about Android in general, but today we'll be specific about Kotlin. Ooh. Because Android with Java was there for a long time already, while Kotlin is a relatively new language and these libraries won't be bound automatically out of the box. So today, gotcha. I'm going to do a step-by-step instructions on how to bind a Kotlin library, as well as what tricks you need to do relatively to the native Java libraries.
Beautiful. And this is my favorite part about Xamarin, because you can take any native iOS or Android library, bring it into your Xamarin application. We've been doing it forever for Objective-C and for Java libraries. In fact, that's how Xamarin works, binding the native libraries. And you're using these already if you've ever used like an Android support library, material design.
Yes, absolutely.
All of them. But Kotlin is a little bit different because you said it's new, it's special, but it's still just an Android library that you get from the internet, right?
Yes, yes, okay. Absolutely. Kotlin is just a language. It's slightly different from Java, so that's why it generates different API set. Mm. So we need to take this into account.
Got it.
And half a year ago, you wouldn't even be able to just drop this AR library because our tooling would crash. But now we took a lot of knowledge about Kotlin, put it inside of Kotlin support library, and providing it to work as a NuGet package for you.
Oh, this is great because it's sort of really future-proof. People ask about like how you know the technology is going. You can see the investment because as native iOS and Android development goes from older languages to newer languages, everything still works great in Xamarin.
Yes.
Cool.
Xamarin team still supports all the developers.
Nice. Beautiful. Well, let's get into it. And let's show it off.
So to show off this concept, I've just picked a random library from the GitHub. And
it's my favorite way of doing it. I just Googled a random library.
Yes, and it'll turn out to be a bubble picker library.
This is cool. Look at that. That's nice.
Thank you, author, for this library. And we're going to use it in Xamarin. So most of developers, when developing a third-party library, is thinking about Xamarin and providing those bindings automatically. But whenever they don't, you would like to take care about yourself. About
gotcha, because there's tons of libraries and bindings already done for Xamarin developers today. But not every single library, because there's new libraries all the time.
That's right. Yeah. So this Bubble Picker library is a regular library, source code on GitHub in public. You can download it. Unfortunately, there is no binaries, so in our case, we need to build this library on ourselves. And for this, we will need Android Studio.
Okay, so if they provided a release and a library, then you could just use that. But in this case, it's just source code.
Yes, okay. Just a source code. We download source code. We open it in Android Studio. We go to Gradle to set up some of version numbers, like always use the latest Kotlin version. What is your favorite Kotlin version?
1.4.
It should be
1.3.50 as of today.
Yes. Yeah. You also would like to connect a Maven repository, which is a Google repository for their libraries.
Mm, kind of like NuGet.
Yeah, kind of, but specifically for Google dependencies.
Got it.
There are also third-party repositories where you could find those kind of binaries. Mm-hmm. So once you connect everything and done everything, you just go here to Gradle, open the Bubble Picker target, and hit the build. Double-click on it. It will give you an AAR file. So what is AAR? It's an archive. It used to be just jar files, but now it is AR, which is archive over archive, I would say it so. It includes additional things like dependencies, styles, metadata, whatever. And now we have this nice little tool called Java Decompiler.
Ooh, fancy.
And we'll drop this AR file here.
And it's like a free tool on the internet?
Yes, all free.
Random free tools on the internet. Perfect.
It will show you that it has some dependencies inside of our AR file. It also shows which classes are exposed here. And those are classes, right? It's not a Java class or Kotlin class. It's a class. It's a bytecode decompiled by JD.
Oh, okay.
So once it's AAR, we know nothing about Kotlin. We're thinking bytecode. But this bytecode is different. Whenever you building a Java code, it would be different whenever you build in a Kotlin, because it will provide you different classes, namings, and small tricks you need to take into account.
Got it.
So next step for this, we need to say Xamarin Turing how to use this. So there is a bubble picker namespace and bubble picker class, listener, view, bubble picker view. So we need to say our Xamarin tool how to use it. For this, we're going to use our Xamarin tools Xamarin bindings project. So to do this, you will go ahead with Visual Studio, file new Visual Studio project, Xamarin Android binding.
Okay, so this is different than a library. It's a binding library, so magical glue library for stuff.
Make sure you choose specifically Android binding, because there's also some other platforms you would like to take care of.
Gotcha.
And first step is to create this binding project and define metadata.
Okay.
So I've already defined this metadata for you, but what you would like to specify here is how your interface would look like. So basically, Xamarin iOS, Xamarin Android tooling would try to expose every member of this library.
Gotcha.
So whatever it discovers, it tries to generate a class. And in most cases, it will try to generate even these dependencies classes.
Oh, no.
And we'll actually fail on this.
Not good.
Because lots of classes, lots of tricks, and you would like to expose only whatever you want.
Yeah, you don't need all that stuff. You only need, I'm looking at a few,
yes.
Not very many.
That's right. You actually need only this namespace here.
Beautiful.
And that's what I did. I've just removed this node for JBox 2D and SL for J APIs. So I've just removed this dependency by removing this node.
Gotcha. And this looks the same as when I would bind Java libraries in the past and the documentation, like all this sort of metadata stuff, similar-ish.
Yes, and that because, like I said before, we're just working with bytecode. We don't know about Kotlin.
Gotcha.
But if you have some Kotlin-specific stuff, you would like to take care here in the metadata. And let me talk about these specifics. So there are a few things you would like to take into account. Whenever you have unsigned types, like unsigned integer or unsigned byte, those will be generated with this strange suffix in our bytecode.
Weird.
So that's how it is. And whenever you're going to use it in C sharp, you will be getting these names, weird names.
I don't like that.
Those won't be translated automatically. Our tools already is trying to handle this, but we don't remove this name. You would like to apply metadata to rename those classes. So you will be having these nice overloads whenever you have a method with string and integer. You won't be ending up with two different methods. You will still have one method with overload.
Kind of, so you can kind of prettify it up.
Yes. Yeah. And that's metadata. We'll let you control this. We have lots of information on how to define this metadata. You will be able to rename classes, add members, remove members, just expose whatever you want to do.
Okay.
That's a fine level of control. And let's talk about the other tricks of Kotlin. Also, you would like to stay alert on the arrays of unsigned types.
Mm.
Those will be generated as well with some weird suffix here.
So they're kind of, if you don't do anything, there's might be some weird gobbledygook in there.
Or it could just doesn't work. It could just fail on compilation, or it will be compiled, but you won't be able to find it.
I see.
And another trick is generics. So generics are not supported out of the box by Kotlin and Java. Whenever they defined in Kotlin and Java, they're not supported by Xamarin Tooling.
Got it.
those will be bind, but metadata generated won't let you bind specific generic type arguments. It will be just a regular C# classes with objects.
Oh, I see. So you get a bunch of objects back.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it won't be that strongly typed. But you always will be able to create a wrapper class defining those objects in generic type manner on in C# and just use those.
Gotcha.
That's all the tricks you need to know about the Kotlin. And as well, unlike Java, you have to enable this Java Xamarin Kotlin STD lib. So what is that?
Yeah, what is that? I was about to ask, what is that? So some standard library of sorts.
Yeah, it's kind of a standard library. Actually, whenever you try to bind a Kotlin, you can write a Kotlin code without using Kotlin classes. Mm. You can use just like integers, for example, and do a simple math. It will work out of the box, actually, without even this standard library. You will be able to bind it, to use it, and it won't crash, it will work.
Got it.
Whenever you start to use Kotlin-specific classes, those won't be defined in your app, your app will crash.
Got it.
So just a simple rule, add this package. It is also updated with every Kotlin version update. So whenever there is a new version, Kotlin version, you would like to update it. We were building our AR with 1.3.50. Remember?
And I see it right there, 1.3.50.
That's exactly the same version.
Nice.
So you add in this dependency, and it works out of the box.
Nice.
Then you just build it, and all the classes you saw here in namespace will be generated. We're going to use this bubble picker class, which is a view, an Android view. We're going to create an instance. So the final step.
And it looks like you have that AAR in that library too, right? Inside of the binding library?
Which one?
Inside of Visual Studio for Mac. In the jar folder there. I saw that.
You're right. You remember
and
this
name.
And
that's what you built, right?
That's right.
Okay.
Sorry for not mentioning this. Of course, your binding library should know not only metadata, but also how to call and what to call. For
Got
this.
It.
And that's a native code, which will be embedded into the binding and we'll be able to call it. The binding project itself will expose a DLL. Mm. It's a regular .NET DLL. It's not a regular. It's a
special
Android DLL. You will be able to reference it only in Android project, and that's what we're going to do.
Okay. Are there any special properties that we need to know about for that thing?
Not at all. It will be added automatically. Mm. It will be a library project zip. Whenever you drop an AR, it will be specified like that.
Perfect.
Nothing specific to Kotlin here. Nothing specific to Kotlin in metadata. You just need to know about all these tricks with classes, and you're good to go.
And that package. Perfect.
Yeah. So this project's actually compilable already. And once you build it, it will generate you a DLL with all the classes inside. Mm. Let's try to use this. For this, we will file new Android project, just regular Android project, add this reference to bubble picker binding. No other dependencies. You also want to add this STD lib as well. And Xamarin Essentials, of course. Not related, but you won't like to add those, right?
Yes.
And you also mentioned support libraries. Those are maintained by Microsoft, and those similar kind of bindings wrappers over the Android provided support libraries. Once you have this set up, you go to your main activity, create a similar bubble picker class.
So that came from the Kotlin library.
Yes, that's actually a class which is came from that library. Let me go and show this class.
Oh.
It's in this namespace. You see, we have lots of classes
we
want to use. And because we didn't provide any metadata to hide any of these, we'll get everyone.
Everything.
Except of those dependencies, which AR file has it on
Perfect.
Its own. So we don't have those.
Nice.
So our main activity would create this bubble picker class. Just find the reference to this. It is created in the layout. Actually, a nice thing about that, you can use it in layout as a regular layout, right? So let's go to layouts, activity main, and you will be able to see this. Let me make it bigger. Why do you show me this? So we are including this content main in activity. And our content main is a few text box with this dependency.
So you can just use it right there because it's just a normal control.
Yes, we specify namespace, specifying the name of class, and using it as is. It's the same way you would use in native world in Android Studio without even Xamarin.
Gotcha. And then if you probably wanted to even use that in a Xamarin Forms project, you would just create your Xamarin Forms, and then this would be your renderer.
Yes, yeah. In Renderer, you would be able to just create an instance of Bubble Picker, initialize it with all the properties you need, and use it.
Cool.
So let's say we have this instance already here, and then we set in some properties, like we like bubble size adapter with all our classes. We just generate 10 random bubbles and just try to run it. Let's see if it works. What are your bets? Will it crash?
Well, I'm assuming because I saw you run it earlier before we recorded, I bet it works. I mean, that's just my assumption, unless something magically happened between then and now.
That sounds like a cheat.
You never know.
Let's see.
Yeah. This is super cool, though, because it looks like pretty minimal work to actually get it in there. Like, you just defined a few things, and then that's it.
I would say it's a simple library in terms of bindings. We were working on much more complicated libraries with lots of classes and lots of dependencies, and those won't work out of the box.
Got to do more of that metadata stuff.
You would like to actually learn the library from here, what is inside, and that's a very convenient tool to do this. And then, you see, it works.
Got it, though.
It's nice.
That's great, though, because, I mean, this is a control that, to me, you said, looks simple. There's a lot in that project, actually. A lot of classes, a lot of different things that are being referenced, and now you have it in an app.
Yep. Yeah, and all this information with step-by-step is defined on GitHub documentation. We'll publish a blog post soon, and you will be able to follow this, all the steps we've just defined, and all the important links.
Beautiful. Yep. Alexa, that's absolutely amazing. I love it.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for coming on and showing this off.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Well, also, don't forget to go rewatch a whole bunch of the series. We have stuff on binding Swift libraries, bringing in C++ libraries. We'll link to all the documentation. We'll link to all the blog posts and all the source code and all that
That's great stuff.
Yes, thank you so much again.
Thank you, James.
Well, thanks, everyone, for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe, ding the bell, do the things. You know what to do. Who knows? You'll figure it out. Have fun. Thanks for watching, and have a great day.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, James here. Just wanted to check in and thank you for watching this video. Now do all the things that you know you want to do, such as like, subscribe, and ding that notification bell. Become part of the notification squad. While you're here, check out all these awesome videos that I've already recorded. Click on that thing. Click it. Watch it. Do it.